That's right. And so the main result is then the first thing we did, and the reason that all these collaborations started was because of the pill and breast cancer. Now, as I said, this collaboration started in the early 1990s. Many of you are probably not practicing, not around then, but if you were, you would have seen every few weeks in the press there was a claim the pill causes breast cancer, then the next person saying that the pill doesn't cause breast cancer. The meetings were very, very, very difficult. People, someone who was asked to, because people were quite convinced one study had found, large study, no effect, another study had found an effect. And actually it was to the point where people would drag, if someone was speaking, someone would come up and take the microphone from them and say this isn't true. And they were very, very unpleasant meetings. I think Richard was, I wasn't actually at them, which is one of the reasons I think that people thought that maybe I was quite neutral, which I was, so that maybe it was quite good that I was involved in this collaboration. But Richard Dole, Jill Reeves and others were central to getting this started, and all the papers, as Richard said, for his collaboration are published in the name of the group. Well, what we found, and as I said, it was really clear that different studies seemed to be finding different effects, and it was not clear why, and hundreds of editorials were written. And in fact, so many hypotheses were put forward, except curiously what we found. And we found something that's very strange, that we found that there was an increase in breast cancer risk, not a very big one, a relative risk of 1.2 something, sort of like a 25% increase, not large, quite wide confidence intervals, in people, women who were taking the pill, but that when after they stopped, this risk seemed to go over time. So that sort of 10 or more years after they'd stopped, there was no longer an increase in the risk. And that was very contrary to what people thought about carcinogenesis, because there's a general view that, you know, it takes, you get changes in the breast or somewhere else, and it takes a long time if for a carcinogenic effect to actually work its way through to causing breast cancer. But other cancers. But this was a very strange finding at first, and something that no one had actually postulated. It fit the data, and we had a meeting of collaborators, and when we got the data in, and we could show every study contributing to every point. And the people who had been at loggerheads for years and years could see the people who studied young women who were on the pill were finding an increase. The people who were studying older women, asking if that's most of whom had stopped taking the pill, had found no effect. And all the studies, there was no heterogeneity, no difference between the studies once we had the main effect. And so this now, I'm sure all of you, if you work in breast cancer, I mean, people don't even talk much about the pill and breast cancer anymore. It's pretty clear that that's what happened. It's also clear because breast cancer is quite uncommon in women in their 20s and 30s, early 30s, where pill is mostly used, so that the absolute excess, the long-term effect, or just the absolute increase or number of excess cancers of breast cancers caused by the pill is not large because mostly used at young ages, and it's curious. And I'm going to go back, and I'm going to come back to this idea that hormones or some hormones, estrogen, progestins, which are in the pill, seem to have an immediate effect. And actually the effect, there's no persistence. And that's really quite curious and quite, but I think quite important too, sort of in a biological sense. Now, I've